Powwow Hawaii is moving up and out. Earlier this year, they had their first event at South by Southwest in Austin. In June, Powwow Rocks Long Beach, California. Meanwhile, people continue to discover new paintings right here in Kaka'ako. Let's take a look at one particular work by Egyptian artist Ganzir. It was a light industrial morning in Kaka'ako, and Muhammad Fahmy, who goes by the name Ganzir, or Bicycle Chain, was working on his mural on the side of the old library as part of Powwow Hawaii.
I heard this very library is going to be not here. I don't know if whatever will come instead of it will have a library on the first floor or not.
Ganzir's different from street artists who have a set style or character, kind of a brand that they plaster across locations. A native of Cairo, he watched his city sink into corruption with his peers in dead-end jobs while he was a successful graphic artist.
I felt like being completely entrenched in helping businessmen sell things, then I am as much a perpetrator in the misery of these other people as everyone else who's apathetic or directly responsible.
Ganzir shot to international fame when protesters rallied around his images during the Egyptian uprising. Expressing himself in video, street art, graphic design, Ganzir is perhaps most aptly now a contingency artist who works in response to social needs, as he did during those heady days in 2011.
You know, I remember like reading about moments in history, and you're like, oh, of course this is like exaggerated or something, right? And it's like, during this whole revolution, you realize actually there are no words that could describe this at all. Like, this is like something you'd maybe never ever experience again.
Where does all that go? Because we all felt it, everybody in the world.
Yeah. To a large extent, it's not so different from people who give up on their art to go just do design because they want to make money and put food on the table, you know? I think it has to do with like how all these forces and all these big institutions really try to enforce this notion of getting back to the real world. That's where it goes. You just become more concerned with all the things that, in some way, like all the things we were revolting against, right? Being persuaded that having a certain car is better than having another car, or maybe you should instead buy a place. You know, these things.
You've made work that has so much meaning. It was attached to such ideals. You live in Brooklyn now.
Is it still?
I'm trying. I feel satisfied that at the very least, I'm trying.
Earlier this year, Ganzir's solo show in New York City did not rehash Egyptian experiences. He applied his talents to New York's issues of police violence. Ganzir's wall for Powwow Hawaii is at the Eva end of Mother Waldron Park on the old library. A giant hand lowers a multi-story building into place. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.